Up next, Sock Puppet covered Avant Gardener by Courtney Barnett for Caravan Ray.
I'm getting hot in here, so I do some gardening. Anything to take my mind away from where it's supposed to be. The nice lady next door talks of raised beds and all the nice things that she wants to plant in them. I wanna grow tomatoes on the front steps, sunflowers, bean sprouts, sweet corn and radishes. I feel proactive, I pull up weeds. All of a sudden I'm having trouble breathing in. I'm having trouble breathing in. I'm having trouble breathing in. I'm having trouble breathing in.
This is yet another where I hadn't heard of the original prior to getting the cover. The original is pretty low energy, but it is interesting and charming. And the cover has great piano work, and the vocals are more engaging, I think, even than the original. The vocals of the original sound kind of disinterested, but Fluffy's vocals have more tone and more actual singing, I think. Still, it's maybe more excellent background music rather than anything I'm going to spend a lot of time focusing on, but I really thought this was, again, one of those covers that improved on the original song quite a bit.
I agree that that piano sound is phenomenal, and the backing track, I think there's like, I assume it's not an actual instrument, but there's like a flute or something, and that's really well done. So somebody mentioned, I think Caravan Ray mentioned, it has kind of a lounge feel. To some, that might be kind of like a backhanded compliment, that it's like, it's just pleasant background music. But I do think it's just so well done. I think it's a very interesting choice because the lyrics are so dense and so storytelling that it's an interesting choice to have this kind of pleasant wafting setting for them. So it's not a choice that I would have made, but it's pretty cool. The vocals, I do think, are really good, especially on, like, the chorus that having trouble breathing in is a great hook, and Fluffy does a great job with it. I think that some of the phrasing in the verses is a little off just because the lyrics are so dense, and, you know, we all have lives and everything, and maybe Fluffy didn't give herself quite enough time to nail down the phrasing of some specific phrases, and I didn't write any of them down because I'm lazy, so I can't remember what any of them were. But other than that, just really, really nice, really pleasant, really interesting.
Yeah, I got the feeling that Fluffy really, really liked this song just because of all of the care that she put into the arrangement and the backing track. Like, that jazz piano and bass just sound really good. Like, she really, I think, went the extra mile. And, you know, you were talking earlier about how sometimes, you know, synthesized piano can sound kind of not very nuanced and sort of cheesy. And I thought this was the opposite. This was very well-played jazz piano. And
absolutely.
Just, and the flute that came in was just perfect. They're just the right tone for this song. So I was really impressed with the instrumentation, which was totally different. And I think it's interesting that Ryan noted that Fluffy sang the song with more enthusiasm, and the Courtney Barnett's delivery is deadpan a little bit, and maybe a little bit detached. And like, Fluffy put a lot more oomph into it, which I really liked. And I thought this was some of Fluffy's finest singing that I've heard her do, and I was very quite impressed by that. This was, I thought, one of the better covers this fight. I really, really liked it.